Matthew chapter 28, the book of Mark chapter number 16, the book of Luke chapter number 24, and John chapter number 12. By the time y'all get there, I'll be done preaching. Amen. Now we'll look at each one of these. I want to kind of start the message this way this morning, looking at each place in the scriptures. I'm glad God gave us the four gospels, ain't you? Amen. You can read in there in these four gospels, and they'll give you different accounts of the resurrection, give you different accounts of Christ's life, and I'm glad he gave us four individual views, if you will. They will not. Now you listen to me very closely. They will not contradict themselves. I appreciate what Brother Doug said this morning. They will not contradict themselves. They complement themselves. Amen. And you can read after writers, and some of them, again, I agree, some of them lost their minds. Amen. They get so educated. I like what one friend of mine over in Little Switzerland over there, Pete Deal, he's done dead and gone on with the Lord, old man. And he had an old saying. He said, they're educated beyond their intelligence. I said, that's about right, amen. And then with those folks that say there's a contradiction in the Bible, that's about the case. They're educated beyond their intelligence, amen. And so I want you to understand, there will be no contradiction in your King James Bible. Now, you may find one of them other perversions, but you won't find one in your King James Bible, amen. They may change things around, and if they change things around, you may find a contradiction in them. But if you look in the true, inerrant, infallible Word of God, that King James Bible, you won't find any errors there. You won't find any of that in there, amen. We was talking a little bit about that back in the prayer room. And let me throw this out here real quick. The Lord's just kind of nudging my heart right here about this. We look at a lot of those other perversions of the Bible, and they'll take away from the things of God. Now, if you'll notice, they take away. You'll never find one of those versions, perversions, whatever you want to call it, that will add anything to Christ, give God any more glory. You'll not find that. They always take away from His glory. They take away from who He is. And I'm going to be honest with you, they're going to take it away from my Savior. I ain't going to have anything to do with it. Amen? We're just going to stay away from it. So I want you to understand that. But anyway, Matthew chapter 28. I hope I give you time there to turn, if you will. Stand with us, if you will, for the reading of God's Word. Matthew chapter 28, verse 5. We'll look there in that scripture there. And then we're going to go to Mark 16:16. And then we're going to go to Luke chapter 24, verse 3. And then we'll take our text in John. We'll stay in John a little while looking here this morning. I'll try to be brief this morning and just try to mind the Lord if I can at all. Matthew chapter number 28, verse number 5 this morning says this, "And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus." Notice that. "Seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." I say glory to God. Amen. Mark chapter number 6, verse 16. You thought I was kidding when I read all in, called out all in scripture, didn't you? Mark chapter 6, Mark chapter 16. I'll get it right here in a minute. Mark chapter number 16, verse number 6. "And he saith unto them," here's the pages turned, I'll give you a minute there. Mark chapter number 16, verse number 6. Find your place, say amen.
Amen.
All right. "And he saith unto them, be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him." Oh, what a glory to God, I say. Luke chapter number 24, verse number 3. Boy, that's a pretty sound. Somebody record that. Turn the sensitivity up on that microphone, brother. That sounds good. Amen. Luke chapter 24, verse 3. "And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus." Anybody finding a common denominator here? Something common, something you're seeing, okay? John chapter number 20, verse number 2. John chapter 20, verse number 2. The Bible says here, well, let's read verse 1 and 2. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh unto Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Did y'all notice anything common in these? Four different scriptures in here, four different places in your King James Bible, and there's just something there that's common about it. I just can't figure it out. Anybody want to help me out with that? What is it, preacher? Amen. He ain't there. Amen. Somebody ought to be shouting, running, running laps. Amen. He ain't there. Amen. You say, preacher, you said that about a million times this morning. We ought to say it about a million times the rest of this year. Amen. He ain't there. That's the hope of this world. Amen. I appreciate what Brother Chad read in the scriptures there, Romans chapter number 6, the last verse there. He talks about over there that the sin is the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just let me say it that way. I'm glad we've got life today. Amen. Because he is risen. Amen. Because he's gone. Amen. He's in heaven. I say glory to God. I noticed something else, kind of a common denominator in this, in all four scriptures here, is that he has been seeked. He's been looked for. He is being, they're trying their best to find him. Every scripture that I read here shows the ladies there, Mary Magdalene. I know some of the other scriptures will bring in Martha. They'll bring in Mary. They'll bring in some others. But they're everyone seeking Jesus. They're looking to find. He ain't there. Amen. But they're trying to find him. They're seeking him. Amen. Everybody see the common denominator there? Agree with me and say amen. All right, I want to preach on this thought this morning about this. How far will you go to find Jesus? How far will you go to find Jesus? Amen. Think about that. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your long suffering. Thank you for what you've done for us already this morning. Lord God, I stand before you inadequate and unable. Father, I know that. Oh God, I confess to you, Lord, my inability this morning. God, I need your help this morning. Father, I need you to move upon my body, mind, soul, spirit. God, I need you to touch this morning. I need your power. I need your unction from on high. God, I need you this morning. Father, I pray you take and use us this morning for your glory and your honor. Oh, God, just use my voice, I pray, and speak every word that needs to be said here this morning. Lord, I know I'm nothing that don't claim to be. Oh, God, I'm begging you, God, you speak to your people this morning. God, I pray the power of God fall down and move upon every individual here this morning. And, oh, God, if there's one there that's lost, please, oh, God, in this congregation, I pray, God, that you'd reach out, touch their heart, that they might be saved. Oh, God, help them to realize they're going to die and go to hell, Lord, unless they accept you. God, I pray. Oh, God, give them that fresh conviction down upon them, Lord, I pray. Lord, we ask you now that you'd be in every heart. Oh, God, help us as Christians revive our hearts. We've been praying for revival, but God, we know that if we get a hold of this, of what you did for us on Calvary, and if we seek you, Lord, we'll have revival. And God, we're begging you and asking you, Lord, that you give us that. I pray to you, God, you'd stir every heart here this morning and do that, Lord, that needs to be done in every single heart. God, we pray. Have you will your way this morning, God. We'll give you praise for that you do. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. I want to look in verse in chapter number 20 of the book of John. I wanted to read all those other scriptures to kind of get your mind looking at what's happening here in the scriptures. And I want to say one more time, every one of these scriptures here that you find here, you find these ladies seeking Jesus. You find them looking for the body of Jesus. Now, had they listened to what Jesus had told them back before he died, they wouldn't really have been no reason to be looking, would they? But I believe they began to look
because they missed their Savior. Amen. They missed their Lord. I thought a lot about this many times, and I may even preached about this last year at Easter there, about how the disciples there, if you remember, they joined together there, and for those 3 days they sat and began to wait. They sat there all together, if you will, worried the sick, worried what's going on, worried that the Jews is going to kill them just like they did Jesus there, and scared to death, if you will, that they lost their Lord. They lost their friend, if you will. They lost their companion there, and they lost him. And the thought has been on my heart all day yesterday, and even this morning as I began to look and began to preach and began to think about this, I began to thought about how far will we go to find Jesus? How far would you go to find Jesus? Now, I'm going to preach to every one of us this morning. I want to say this. If you're under the sound of my voice this morning and you're lost, you need to find him today. Amen. You need to be seeking Jesus right now. Amen. You don't need to wait because you're not promised the next second. You may die and go to hell before we get done with this message. If he's talking to your heart right now, don't you wait till I get done with this message. You come on now, amen, and get saved. But I want to say this also. I believe there's a lot of religious folk, a lot of folks sitting on our Baptist church pews today that they're still seeking Jesus. Amen. You may be saved. You may be saved and born again, and you may know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're going to heaven. But how long's it been since you felt Jesus? Amen. How long's it been since you come into the presence of Jesus? You say, preacher, I don't believe that. I do. Amen. If everybody had a hold of God the way we're supposed to, man, I'm telling you, all we'd have to do is come in and hit about two notes on Amazing Grace, and man, we'd be a shouting and running all over this place, especially on Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Thank God we ought to be giving him glory. So I'm saying to you this morning, somebody needs to find Jesus this morning. Amen. Somebody needs to be a seeking him, if you will. I look in this scripture here, and I'm going to give you about four things, four stages, I believe, as we look in this scripture, that people go through of finding Jesus. Notice with me, if you will, in verse number 1, the Bible says here, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth a stone taken away from the sepulchre. She came looking for the body of Jesus. Everybody agree with me there? Say amen. Amen. I'm going to have you say amen a lot, so I'll keep you awake. I know you've been up early, okay? But as we look here, I find this lady, Mary Magdalene, as she got up early and began to seek Jesus. I wonder if I could think about this very briefly, if I can. I thought about how many of us would get up early to find Jesus. Amen. I wonder how many of us would inconvenience ourselves and get up a little early to find Jesus. Amen. I'm reminded in the scriptures over there, many places where Jesus would get up early and he'd go off by himself and he'd seek off somewhere, sneak off somewhere by himself, and he'd get alone and he'd pray to God. Amen. Amen. If he did, where's that leave us? Amen. If he did, I believe you and I ought to be doing the same thing. Amen. But I wonder if we ask the question this morning, and listen, I'm preaching elementary this morning, okay? I'm not going to get deep with this, but I'm going to get down where we live. Amen. How many of us would get up early in the morning, maybe about 30 minutes extra of the morning, and begin to pray and begin to seek God's face and begin to get into the Word of God? I believe that's kind of what Mary Magdalene did right here. She got up early. She wanted to go and see the body of her Savior, the body of her Lord. She wanted to go see that. Amen. She wanted to go there and anoint his body because she loved him, amen, because she cared for him, amen. That's the reason that she got up early. Can I say to you this morning, God loves you. Everybody agree with me there? Say amen. Amen. If you look at God and what he did for us when he set up the plan of salvation and sent his darling son, as I said, somebody said there a few minutes ago, he gave the best for the worst. Amen. He gave the best that heaven had, amen, for the worst that the earth has. Amen. Should we not give the best that we've got for the best of heaven? Amen. Should we not give it back to him? Amen. Should we not love him? I believe. I believe as we look in the scriptures there, I believe we ought to get along early. Amen. I believe we ought to get up a little bit. I believe we ought to get up a little bit earlier and get in there with God and just, if you will, commune with Him. By the way, do you realize how much better your days would be? Do you realize how much greater your days would be if you'll just get along with God? Say amen right there. I've noticed in my life when I get up late and I get in a hurry, boy, my days go long. Amen. It takes a little while for my days to go by. But boy, when I get up and I put God first and I pray to Him, I seek His face in the morning. Amen. It ain't long, man. I have a good day. Amen. I'm telling you, God blesses us that way. But I'll ask you a question. Would you go that far? Would you get up early to find Jesus? Hey, I believe we should. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to find Him this morning. Amen. He showed up this morning when we got here, and I believe we ought to keep seeking Him. Amen. Would you seek Him early? I thought about this as I was looking at this scripture, and I thought about the question that I asked, how far will you go? Well, let me ask you another question. How much would you give? How long would you stay? What would it take? Well, if you could find the Lord, what would it take? Hey, listen, I believe I might be preaching a revival message right here. What would it take, amen, to find Jesus? Well, preacher, I've already found Him. I'm saved. I say again, I ain't talking about being saved. I'm talking, listen, if you're not lost, if you're not saved this morning, you're lost. You need to get saved. And I'm talking about God's people. How long's it been since we got a hold of Jesus? Amen. We got a hold of Him. I believe we ought to get there. Amen. And whatever it takes, how long will we go? How far will we go? How much would we give just to feel the presence of God? I like it when He moves in. Everybody like it when He moves in? Say amen. Amen. God moved in Wednesday night. I'm telling you, it was right Wednesday night. It was good. Old Nathan over there got a good case of cane hippies too. Amen. Every one of you did. Amen. Got a good case of cane hippies. I even told him you ought to preach this morning. Amen. Amen. It's good Wednesday night. Amen. When Jesus moved in, I don't know about you, I'm not satisfied with Wednesday night. Amen. Amen. Jesus moved in this morning in the message. Thank God, Brother Doug, preaching her hearts this morning and in the service during the sunrise. I thank God for Him moving in, but that ain't sufficient for right now. I'm looking for more. I'm still seeking Him. Amen. I'm still looking for it. And how far will you go? What will you give? How much will you give? What will you do just to get a hold of Jesus? I'll guarantee you, you listen to me this morning, if one of your loved ones, maybe your son or your daughter, or maybe your wife, or your spouse, if one of them was not with you, if one of them was in another place, if one of them was in a place where you could not get to them, you know what you'd do? You'd break your neck to get to them. You'd spend every dollar you've got. You'd spend every penny you've got. You'd exhaust every means to get to them. I mean, you'd do everything you could to get to them. I say the same way with Jesus. We ought to give everything we've got to get to Him. Amen. How much will you give? How far will you go? Amen. You say, preacher, you're not making any sense. I don't understand. Well, Mary Magdalene got up early. Amen. And she saw Jesus. Let me give you number two. I find a man by the name of John. Now, in this scripture here in the book of John, he will not name himself, but he says this. That disciple whom Jesus loved. Amen. That's John, okay? When you see that in the Bible, that's John, okay? And John gets up, if you will. Look at with me in verse number 2 there. Verse number 2, the Bible says, then she runneth, and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid Him. In other words, they've lost Him. They don't have any idea where He's at. Verse number 3. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulcher. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulcher. Did you notice that? I mean, old John must have been a runner. He must have been one of them, that Brother Doug's preaching about this morning. He must have been the runner he's talking about. Amen. Because he outrun Peter. Amen. He's faster than Peter. I can't imagine that. If you study about Peter, he was spunky. Okay. And for him to outrun Peter, I just don't know about that. Okay. But he did. Amen. He outrun him and he got to the sepulcher first. Man, I'm telling you, he's excited about finding Jesus. He's excited about finding that place where the body of Jesus had laid. And when Mary come back, and said that, he's like, wait a minute, we got to see this. We got to find out what's going on here. We got to see this. And he outrun Peter to get there. Man, he's excited about finding Jesus. Would you agree with me or say amen? He's excited. I believe that's the way we ought to be. Amen. We ought to be excited about finding the place where he's at. Amen. We ought to be excited about that. But notice with me in the next verse what happens. Bible says in the next verse, verse number 5 there, I believe it is, and he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes and lying, yet went he not in. Did you get that? Man, he's excited about finding Jesus. He's excited about seeking him. He's running to the sepulcher, but he stopped short. Get that? He stopped short, didn't he? You listen to me today. I believe a lot of times we're excited about finding him and everything else, but we'll stop short. I don't believe that, preacher. Look over the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, one of the dangers that he gives us there is that we fall short, that we stop short. Amen. Hey, I believe there's a lot of Christians today. We'll get excited about finding him. We'll get almost to the place where we want to find him, but then when we get there, we'll stop short and just want to look in. Why? Want to look in. My brother teaches one of those classes about the taters. Some of you kids know about the tater man, right? That's him, okay? But one of the taters is a spectator. Huh? A spectator. He wants to look in. I believe we got a lot of spectators in our Baptist churches. Amen. They don't want nothing to do with it. They want to try to seek him, but when it really comes down to it, and it's time for them maybe to stand up and testify, or it's time for them to do something for God, they just want to sit there and look in. Amen. I believe that. They're just taking a peek in. They need to be a spectator. Amen. Oh, they're excited about it. Oh, preacher, I'm excited about what God's doing. But boy, I sure ain't going to get in the midst of hell. Amen. That's exactly what happened. I'm glad it gets quiet in here. At least I see some eyes open. Everybody's awake. Amen. Hey, listen. That's what happens a lot of times. We're excited about finding him, excited about seeing Jesus. But then when it comes time for us to get on in there a little deeper, we don't want to do that. We want to step back and let the preacher do it. Oh, let somebody else do it. Amen. Let somebody else do it. I wished I'd brought my little track. And I'm going to put it in my Bible when I get back home. I got two of them. I'm going to keep it with me. Where it talks about somebody, everybody, nobody, and anybody. And there's no way I can read it. I mean, there's no way I can quote it. But it's something about that somebody ought to do it. Anybody could do it. Nobody done it. Amen. You get the feeling. Amen. That's the way it is a lot of times. That's those folk that seek Jesus. But they do like John did. They get up there to the edge of the tomb and they look in. They don't want to go in. Well, notice I find another here. Or find something here as we look. What did he see when he looked in? You know, he did see something. What did he see? He seen the linen clothes lying. Amen. In other words, he didn't see nobody. Can I say one more time? He ain't there. Somebody say glory, hallelujah right there. He ain't there. Amen. He's alive today. But he looked in and he seen the linen clothes lying. I'm glad I can look in and see there ain't nobody there. Amen. I'm glad I can see them linen clothes lying there. Them fresh grave clothes didn't hold him. Amen. Thank God them grave clothes couldn't hold Jesus. Amen. He is victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. I say glory to God for that. Listen to me this morning. John got there, outrun Peter. Boy, he's excited. Got there and stooped down and looked in. But you know Peter. You know how he is. Look with me, verse number 6. Verse number 6, the Bible says, then cometh Simon Peter following him and went into the sepulcher. I got a picture in my mind. You're going to have to humor me just a little bit here. Old John run, I'm telling you, outrun Peter. And evidently he outrun him pretty good, okay? Because it took a little bit, it seemed like, in the verses as you read that. And old John got there and old John stops and he begins to peek in. He begins to look. Boy, old Peter comes by. Comes by John. I mean, John's standing here and he comes by and just blows by and says, why, preacher? Because he wants to get in there. Amen. He wants to get in there. Amen. He wants to get down in there and see where the body was at. Amen. He wants to get down there and see them linen clothes alive. He said, if Mary says he ain't there, I want to see it for myself. I want to get down in there. Amen. Hey, ain't that the way we should be? We ought to seek Jesus, and we ought to get down in there with him. Amen. Wait on that a little deeper, church. Amen. Wait on that a little deeper. Just jump on in there. Amen. Somebody said one time, and I don't know if it's the truth or not, You can study if you will. Again, it might be one of those fellers that's educated beyond their intelligence. I don't know. But anyway, somebody said one time that John, the reason he didn't go on in there was because of the Jewish tradition. He wasn't supposed to go in where the dead bodies is at. I don't know. Paul Peter knows he was wanting to be where Jesus is at. Amen. All he knows, he's going to get in there. It didn't matter. Amen. He's going to get in there deep where Jesus was at. Amen. But he found out he wasn't there. Amen. Found out he wasn't there. But Peter seen something that John didn't. Preacher, what was it? Well, read the scripture. What did he say? Bible says that he saw the linen clothes lying, but then he seen a little extra. Notice the next verse down there. What did he see? He saw the napkin wrapped by itself. Amen. Steve, I thought you was going to preach my message this morning, best I could do. I almost wanted to tell him just to hush. Amen. I was itching so bad I couldn't stand it when he got there. Amen. That napkin. And I appreciate what he said. He's been looking at comparing there a little bit about the versions, if you will, and seeing how it takes away from that King James Bible. And I appreciate that. I do. He said this. In the New King James, it says a handkerchief. And I like what he said. You know what a handkerchief's for? Blow your nose on. I wipe sweat with it and spit with it. What I do. Amen. But originally, that's what it was for, to blow your nose on. Amen. That ain't what was in the tomb. Oh, no. And if you think about that, the napkin, amen, listen to me, the napkin is what you eat with. Amen. You've heard me preach this. I love preaching this. Amen. And I've preached this for many, many years. And I even showed me a post on Facebook that somebody had put on there that heard me preach this when I was first part of my ministry, actually, and I'd been preaching this for years. That napkin, when it was folded up and laid over by itself like that, the tradition was that the man of the house, when he got up from the table, if he's coming back to eat some more, he'd fold it up and he'd lay it down over beside himself. And that told his servants to leave his plate alone. He's coming back. Amen. Can I say to you, Jesus is coming back? Yeah, somebody say glory, hallelujah right there. He's coming back, church. He ain't done, amen, thank God. He's on his way back, and the napkin proves it, amen. Oh, the napkin proves it. And you know what? Peter's the one that's seen that. Now, I realize and understand, according to the scriptures right here, that John came in afterwards, and John seen the same thing that Peter did, but Peter beat him there. Peter seen it first, amen. Why, preacher? Because he went all the way in with Jesus. Church, it's time we go all the way in with him. We'll miss out on a lot if you don't get in with him. Amen. You can listen to me this morning. You can let anything you want to take you away from God. You can let anything you want to keep you out of the house of God. But if you're not going all in with Jesus, you'll miss something. Amen. You'll miss something. Well, I reckon I'm going to have to, amen, and preach myself. Amen. Amen, preacher, preach on. Amen, I'm right this morning. We can allow anything in this world to keep us away from Jesus, but we ought to go all the way with him. Amen. How long has it been since you have rededicated your life? We all talk about this. Amen. We all talk about rededicating our lives, and I've even heard old preachers and heard people say this. Boy, we had 3 rededications this morning. We had 5 rededications this morning. We had 5 salvations and 5 rededications. I've heard that all my life. How long has it been since you rededicated your life? Preacher, what in the world is rededicating your life? Were you following God as close as you should be? Have you given him everything that you should? Or have you took back some of the things that you dedicated to him one time? I'm glad it's quiet. Amen. It should be. Oh, listen to me. I believe we ought to rededicate our lives and do like Peter and seek him and go as far as it takes. Give everything we've got. Go as long as it takes and stay with Jesus a while. Amen. I believe that. I do. I believe conviction fell. I done felt that all over the place. Amen. Listen, I believe we ought to rededicate our lives and say, Lord, here it is, every bit of it. Amen. Everything I've got's yours. Amen. Your house, it ain't yours. Preacher, I know it ain't mine. The bank owns it. No, I ain't talking about the bank. The bank don't own nothing either. Amen. They may have a note that says their name's on that thing. They don't own nothing. Amen. God owns it all. Amen. Whether they like it or not, God can take it away from them that quick. Amen. Listen to me this morning. We have nothing other than Jesus. And everything that we have is because Jesus gave it to us. Should we not give it back to Him? God's blessed me, been good to me, and I've tried my best to give Him everything I've got. My house belongs to Him. My vehicles belong to Him. God blessed me with another vehicle the other day. I say glory to God. I thank Him for it. And I give it back to Him. Amen. And I'll try my best to use it for Him. Amen. I give it to everything we've got. It's His. Amen. We ought to give it back to Him. If there's anything, you listen to me very close. Everybody look this way. I don't care if you're awake or asleep, either one. Listen to me. If you've got something you can't give to God, you better get rid of it. And you ought to give God everything you've got. Amen. Your job, your money, your home, your family, everything you've got, your time, everything ought to be God's. Amen. Ought to be His. Peter went all the way. He wasn't going to stop on the outside. He went all the way in there. Boy, he wasn't going to stop. John just went a little ways and he stooped in. I'm still preaching on how far will you go? Huh? How far will you go just to find Jesus? Now here's the thought of the whole thing. All three of these people, Mary, Peter, John, all three of them, you know what they're doing? They're looking where he'd been. I'm just going to be honest with you, church. I ain't interested in where he's been. I'm interested in where he's at. I'm interested in showing up. That went right over the top of your heads. I can tell by looking at you. You're looking at me like a calf at a new gate. Amen. I'm interested in where he's at. Everybody talks about, boy, I'd like to go to the Holy Lands. Well, it'd be all right. But I ain't interested in where he's been. I'm interested in where he's at. Amen. I'd rather go to the Holy Land. Amen. I'd rather go to heaven. Amen. I want to go see him. Amen. I'm not interested where he walked. I'm interested where he's going. Amen. We ought to be interested in where Jesus is at, but they're seeking where he used to be. That's a lot of like a bunch of Baptists. Amen. We're too tight. Listen, we're all the time talking about used to be's. Well, mama and daddy used to do this. Grandma and grandpa used to do this. Amen. Listen, old sister so and so used to this. Old brother so and so used to do this. I'm tired of used to be's. What's wrong with us? He's still the same God. He's still the same Savior. He's still alive. Amen. He's still making intercession. I'm still, thank God. God's helping me this morning. Amen. Hey, listen, we ought to worry about what he's going to do. Amen. Not what he did. I praise God last Sunday morning for him saving that precious soul. Come up here. Boy, we got to get in the birthing room. I say glory to God for that. But I ain't interested in that back yonder. I'm interested in now. I want to see it happen again. Amen. I want to see what happens tomorrow. We ought to be seeking him, looking for him everywhere we go. I said, preacher, it's hard to find him. Well, sometimes we got to seek for him. Sometimes it takes a little effort. Sometimes we've got to get out of the bed. Boy, now gone to meddling, ain't I? Preacher, you ain't preaching. Now you're gone to meddling. Huh? Sometimes we've got to get up early. Amen. Say amen right there. Well, now that you said amen, I want you to look at the board of Sunday school this morning. 51. I say glory to God. Look at last Sunday. 44. Somebody wasn't here. Huh? Amen. Sunday before that, there's almost 39, I believe. 53-year-old, is, amen, is down in the 30s. We ought to get out of the bed. Amen. I'll guarantee you one thing. Come Monday morning, you'll be out of the bed going to work. Amen. And your job, your employer, they'll give you a little old check, won't they? Amen. After the government's got a hold of it, took about 2/3 of it. Say amen. That's what'll happen. What's Jesus give you? Thank you, sis. Glory to God. Huh? What's Jesus give you? The best of heaven. The crown jewel of heaven. And we won't even get up out of the bed on Sunday morning to come to Sunday school. Huh? He has to beat us to get us to the house of God on Sunday morning. He has to beat us to get us to the house of God on Wednesday night. Amen. He has to beat us sometimes to get us spend a little time at the house instead of saying those now lay me down to sleep prayers for about 5 seconds, if you will. Spend about 15 minutes with him praying. Spend about 30 minutes with him. How long has it been since you spent an hour with him praying? We're getting close now, ain't we? I'm right. Amen. I'm right on target this morning. God's helping me. Listen, I believe we ought to be seeking him. And I believe we ought to do anything and give anything and go as far as it takes to find Jesus. You agree with me? Say amen. I believe. Let me show you one more thing in the scriptures here. How long will you stay? How long will you stay? Notice with me in the scriptures, if you will, what Peter and John does. Notice with me in verse, I believe it's in verse number, let me find it here very quickly, verse number 10. The Bible says, then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. Did you notice that? This has always just amazed me. And John, I believe he gives a little more detail as to the actual events, if you will. He's really the only one that really says that he looked in, stopped and stooped in, and Peter outrun him and went straight on in there. He gives a lot more detail, if you will, as to what happened that resurrection morning. And I find in the scriptures here that he says that Peter and John, they just turned around and went back to the house. They said, well, ain't no more use. Can't find him here. He's not here. I'm just going to leave. I'll just go on back home. Maybe even went back to bed like a bunch of us babies. Say amen. Might even, it's early in the morning. I wonder, anybody ever thought about this? I wonder if Mary Magdalene woke them up. The Bible says it was early in the morning, does it not? Before the sun come up. What are you doing before the sun comes up if you ain't working? You're sleeping, ain't you? I wonder if she went there and she went to banging on the door. Get up, get up, get up, get up. They took the body away. We can't find him. Get up. And Peter and John got up and ran. Now if they get there and they can't find anything, they've done seen the linen clothes, they've seen the napkin. He's not there. Lo and behold, they said, well, let's just go back to the house. That's what a lot of folk doing. Amen. That's the way a lot of folk doing in the churches today. They're coming to the house of God, seeking Him, seeking Him, seeking what used to be there, seeking what used to happen, and they're not spending time with Jesus. Not spending time there trying to find Him, if you will, and just getting up and going back home. God help us to stop for a little bit. Preacher, why you say that? Well, look what happened to Mary. Did you notice in the scriptures there? She stood outside the sepulcher, and she's weeping. She's broken. She can't find Jesus. She can't find her Lord. Man, she don't know what to do. But she looks back in where he used to be. She keeps on. Lord, this knows my heart right there with that. Whew, thank you, Lord, for the thought. When you can't find him, just keep looking where he used to be. Woo, Lord of God, that just run all over me. When you can't find him, just look where he used to be. When you can't find him, just look where he used to be. Woo, glory to God, I'm glad I can look at the cross, amen, and say he used to be there. Oh, I can find him, won't be long, he'll show up, amen. I'd say he used to be in the tomb, but he ain't now, amen. Look back where he used to be when you can't find him, amen. Say glory to God right there, amen. But she stooped back in and she looked back into the tomb. Well, she found something that Peter and John didn't find. Because she stayed a little longer. Because she stayed around a little longer and tried to seek where he was at, what'd she see, preacher? Well, read with me, look in the scriptures. What'd she find? Two men. One sitting at the head and one sitting at the feet. I say them's angels. Because she stuck around a little while, you know what she got to do? She got to see the angels. She got to see the presence of God. Amen. She got to see him there in the midst. Amen. She got to see exactly what was going on inside there. I could say this, she even had a conversation with them. Anybody ever had a conversation with the angels? I read the scriptures, they several that did, amen. Listen, in the scriptures you find that a couple places. Listen to me, I believe we ought to stick around. And we ain't no telling what's going to happen if we stick around a little while. You know what happens most of the time in the house of God? We're more worried about getting out than we are getting in. We kid around, I love it, don't get me wrong, okay? We kid around about how long I preach. That'll be all right, I'll preach, you know, the Lord gets done. And we kid around. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But I'm going to be honest with you, church. I'm serious as heartbeat right here. However long God gets done, that's when we'll go home. Amen. I've said this so many times. I said it when I was preaching revival the other night. If you've got more or something more important than God, there's the door.
I'm just going to preach till God gets done. If God's moving, I'm going to stick around. If there's folks in the altar praying, I'm going to stick around. If it's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or whatever, I'm going to stick around. But most people today, I say, oh, Lord, I can't believe that. I can't believe you'd stay at church 2 hours. You'll sit and watch a movie for 2 hours, not bad an eye. Eat popcorn, drink drinks, but you won't come and give God that amount of time? Amen. I'm right this morning. Listen to me. I believe we ought to stick around with him a little while. Amen. And I ain't just talking about here in church. I believe when we're at the house, we ought to spend some time with Jesus. Turn that TV off, grab your Bible. Boy, I am meddling now, ain't I? Yeah, I am meddling now. Amen. Get rid of that stuff that's going to come between you and God. Grab that Bible, get down on your knees and begin to pray and seek God's face. Spend a little time with him. Amen. Seek Jesus. Because she did, she got to see the angels. She even got to talk with them, amen. She even got to listen and have a conversation with the angel, with the glory of God. Hey, it'll help you if you'll do that, amen. Then I find in the scriptures, notice what else we find here. Read on down just a few verses there. I'm not going to read it for any minute of time, but you read it when you go home. We find that she got to hear the voice of her Savior. Oh, I like this. She got to hear the voice of her Savior. Woman, who seekest thou? You get that? Huh? What are you looking for? I'm paraphrasing, okay? You can read it. I'm paraphrasing. What are you looking for? That's the voice of Jesus. And she's so tore up, she don't even realize it's him. She's so tore up, she's so worried about finding his body, she's so worried about finding him, she don't even realize that it's him. We get so tore up sometimes, we don't even realize it's God. Amen. It's some of you Wednesday night got so tore up you didn't even realize what you were doing. I say glory to God for that. Amen. Oh, listen. I believe we ought to stick around a little while. It won't be long. You'll hear the voice of the Savior. Amen. Because that you've hung around. Peter and John didn't hear the voice of the Savior. Huh? The next, it's almost to the next chapter. It's just in the last part of this chapter before Peter and John ever sees him again. Listen, I'm going somewhere. I'm trying to close this. I believe as we look here, because Mary stuck around a little while, she got to hear his voice. Can I go even a little deeper than that? She got to hear Jesus call her name. My favorite part, listen to me this morning, my favorite part about the resurrection is when he calls her name. Read with me. I got to read this, okay? I got to read this. Verse number 15. Jesus saith unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus saith unto her, that's my favorite part of the resurrection. Mary, I've always thought this humor me right here just for a second, okay? I've got to. Lord, nudge my heart right here. Do you reckon Jesus looked there and said, Mary? No. No, I don't think so. No, I believe in a still, small voice, just like he spoke to Elijah. Just that still, small voice. He called her name and said, Mary. Mary, it's me. You ever heard that voice? When the storms are raging, it gets bad around the house. It gets bad all over the community. It gets bad all over the world. It gets troubles everywhere on every hand, and you hear your voice. Mary. Mark. Oh, I like that voice, amen. I like that sound, amen. It brings a peace amongst the storm. She's tore up. She's lost her Savior. And right smack dab in the midst of her storm there, Jesus shows up and calls her name, amen. Ain't that a blessing? Somebody needs to say glory right there. Somebody needs to say amen right there, amen. That you get to hear your voice, hear the voice of Jesus and hear your name in that voice, amen. What a blessing. But the only reason she heard it is because she stood around a little while. Amen. If she had said, I'm just going back to the house. I'm just going with John, Peter and John. I'm going back to the house. She would have never heard that voice. Amen. But because she stuck around, she got to speak to the angels. She got to hear his voice. She got to hear him speak her voice with peace, grace, and mercy in that voice. Can I say to you another thing here? I'll give you this and I'll close. I thought about this. She also heard his plan. Notice with me in the next verse there, in verse 17. The Bible says, Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father.
But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father, your Father, and to my God, and your God. She got to hear his plan. She finally found Jesus. But you know what will happen when you find Jesus? You'll find his plan. He's got a plan for your life. He's got a plan for every single one of us. He's got a plan for this world. You listen to me this morning, and you listen to me now very closely. He'll show you that plan. If you'll stick around him a little while, if you'll seek him and you'll find him, you'll stick around a little while, he'll show you that plan. You may not want to see it. Amen. I remember when he called me to preach, and I said, Lord, I can't. He said, you're exactly right. I can't. You can't, but I can. He's the one that can. Lord of God, he can. As I think about this, I think God revealed that plan to him, to her. But Peter and John still don't know the plan. Peter and John still have no idea because they didn't stick around. They would have gone back. But you know, even the better news, not only does she know his plan, but notice verse number 18, the last verse there I read to you. She got to run back to the disciples and carry the plan. Listen to me. I'm going to be very careful what I'm going to say right here because hey, some people are going to look at me and cross-eyed, okay? But I'm going to say it. Who was the first one to carry the gospel of the resurrection? Preacher of the disciples. Read it. Mary Magdalene. She was the first one to carry the gospel. I ain't saying women can preach. I did not say that. Okay? I know you're just going to look at me cross-eyed when I said that. I did not say women can preach, okay? The Bible doesn't teach against that, okay? But the Bible don't say women can't carry the gospel. But what Bible does not say that the women are not supposed to take the gospel out there to a lost and a dying world. Amen? I don't know about you. I've got some blessings out of some of the things, some of the testimonies from women. Amen? Thank God for that. I believe they're equal. Amen? I believe that. As we look here in the Scripture, I find there that Mary Magdalene's the first one to carry the gospel of the resurrection. That he's alive. Huh? He's alive. What do you reckon? I'm trying my best to close. The Lord's helping me. What do you reckon Peter and John said when Mary came back in the room there where they's probably back in the bed. I'm just going to put it that way. This bound to have been bad. Just back in the bed. And she went back. She banged on the door again, woke them up, said, boys, you ain't going to believe this. You ain't going to believe this. I was standing there beside the tomb while y'all, after y'all left, I was standing there. I looked back in, and lo and behold, there was two men, two angels standing there. And said, I talked to them there and said, I looked around, and lo and behold, I heard a voice. And there, Lord and behold, there was Jesus. And Jesus said for me to come and tell you that he's risen and he's ascending to the Father, to your Father and to your God. And he's ascending there. Somebody will say hallelujah right there. Amen. But he's ascended up there. That's his plan. And he sent me here to tell you that. And can you imagine what Peter and John's thinking in their mind? I should have stuck around. Amen. I believe that's what they're thinking. Boy, I should have hung around a little while. Amen. I missed something. Have you ever missed church and somebody tell you they had a good service and you thought, boy, I should have went? That's the same feeling that Peter and John had. Amen. That's the same thing. If you don't come, you're going to miss something. I guarantee you, if you get at home, you don't get in that book, you don't get with God, you'll miss something. Amen. And that's exactly where Peter and John was at. But Mary stuck around a while. And boy, she got to hear his voice. She got to speak to him. She got to talk to him. She got to see him. Almost got to feel him. Almost. Jesus said, touch me not yet, because I've not ascended yet. But she got to carry the gospel. Be the first one to carry the gospel, all because she stuck around a little while. I ask the question one more time. Listen to me. How far will you go to seek Jesus? How far will you go to find Jesus? How long will you stay to find Jesus this morning? Let's stand to your feet if you will.